Chapter 60. Translator. Zia, editor. Ellie, the servant reported that someone wanted to order two glass screens, which made Liu Jilan very happy. The competition for the position of crown princess had reached a fever pitch, and the eldest princess's disadvantage was becoming increasingly apparent. Her biological father's status was low, and her paternal family lacked strong influence, making it impossible for her to compete with the powerful factions behind the fourth and seventh princesses. Currently, she relied mainly on the gold provided by Liu Jilan to bribe those courtiers. All the savings Liu Jilan brought with her to this world were invested in the eldest princess. Now, the output of glass also belonged entirely to the eldest princess. To gain significant support, the eldest princess had to offer more and more bribes, putting immense pressure on Liu Jilan. "Take me there, I want to negotiate in person," Liu Jilan said excitedly. Glass prices were currently very high, especially for large items like screens, which incurred significant expenses. However, screens also had different grades, and if they could persuade the other party to buy the highest grade screens, they would make a huge profit. Mo Zian also went out with them. Although he was married, he didn't always stay in the backyard. He couldn't stand always being with He Rongrai. It just so happened that Liu Jilan needed Mo Zian's abilities. With so many industries under her name and the need to manage the glass shops, Mo Zian was simply the best partner. This relieved Mo Zian, as he had recently had many disputes with Liu Jilan. But he hadn't misjudged Liu Jilan after all. Liu Jilan wouldn't be like other women, keeping men hidden away and clipping their wings, trapping them in the narrow backyard. Liu Jilan came out excitedly to greet the guest, a middle-aged woman standing in the shop. Liu Jilan's steps hesitated, then she noticed the style of clothing worn by the middle-aged woman, clearly the attire of the servants of the Zhenbian Palace. "Miss Liu, greetings. My master has sent me to order two screens," the servant of the Zhenbian Palace said with a smile, explaining their purpose. Liu Jilan instantly felt humiliated and angrily responded, "Not for sale. I apologize, but we cannot accommodate." Mo Zian emerged from behind, puzzled by Liu Jilan's anger. Then he saw the servant of Zhenbian Palace and immediately understood. "Miss Liu, isn't that a bit rude? The servant hasn't haggled or criticized, and you're saying no without even looking at the items. Does Miss Liu have a grudge against our Zhenbian Palace?" the servant said, trying to defuse the situation. Liu Jilan was livid. This old woman was trying to stir up trouble. If she agreed to this statement, her brother, Liu Chenzhou, would skin her alive when she got home. Mo Zian quickly intervened, stopping Liu Jilan, and said to the servant of the Zhenbian Palace, "Please forgive us. Our lady is facing some troubles, but it's not directed at the Zhenbian Palace." The servant haughtily acknowledged and indicated that she didn't mind. "Please take a look first, let the shopkeeper attend to you," Mo Zian said, leading Liu Jilan to the back. Liu Jilan was furious inside, but in front of outsiders, she could still restrain herself from arguing with Mo Zian to avoid losing face. However, when they were alone, Liu Jilan didn't conceal her anger and grievance anymore. "Zian, why sell to them? I don't fancy doing business with the Shu family," Liu Jilan complained. Mo Zian had to placate her. "Why can't you see the bigger picture? Regardless of who they are, we're earning money. If you're unhappy, we can always charge them more." Mo Zian comforted her, and Liu Jilan's mind finally cleared up. Indeed, instead of refusing to sell to the Shu family, extorting them for more money would be even more satisfying. She made a profit from the technology gap. Colored glass, considered more precious than gold by ancient people, actually had low production costs. With this realization, Liu Jilan felt a sense of superiority, viewing the Shu family as naive victims from ancient times. Besides, she was really in need of money. The elder princess had been pressuring her for money, and losing a big deal would be heart-wrenching. Liu Jilan snuggled up to Mo Zian, cooing, "Thank you, Zian. I know, I'll go out and negotiate personally, and I'll make sure to earn a good profit." Seeing Liu Jilan's confident and determined demeanor as she prepared to make a big move, Mo Zian didn't immediately follow her. He sat in his chair for a while, feeling somewhat weary. Mo Zian knew that Liu Jilan's strengths were unmatched by anyone else. In this world, there wouldn't be another woman who would overlook his status as a merchant's son and instead show him special consideration, promising to love him wholeheartedly. Most importantly, Liu Jilan appreciated him, his ambitions, in a way that was incredibly rare and valuable. Mo Zian had once thought that he would never encounter such a woman. However, Liu Jilan was also extremely headstrong, with a stubbornness that made her unwilling to listen to any advice. Mo Zian had never been supportive of her backing the elder princess, but Lu Jilan didn't allow any dissent from him. At times, Lu Jilan could also be too childish, enjoying being pampered and hoping that her husband would accept her coquetry and give her affection. Mo Zian knew that Lu Jilan wanted these things, so he had to work hard to fulfill her desires. Otherwise, he feared that Lu Jilan might seek them from other men. Mo Zian felt tired from all this, as these were things that he should be receiving from his wife as a man. Although he had a somewhat feminine appearance and was forced by life to be independent, it didn't mean he didn't long to be cherished by his wife like an ordinary man. Instead of receiving what he deserved, he found himself having to accommodate his wife. Mo Zian often questioned himself if he was asking for too much. Despite Lu Jilin's exceptional qualities, he felt fortunate to have her. After sorting out his feelings, Mo Zian got up and went out to help Lu Jilan negotiate the sale of the screens. Unfortunately, they couldn't sell the screens to the servant of the Zhenbian Palace at the sky-high price they had hoped for. The servant was shrewd and even managed to negotiate a price much lower than the maximum amount agreed upon with Xu Ting. Xu Ting didn't really care about spending a fortune to buy glass. Lu Jilin's products would eventually belong to someone else because the elder princess was unlikely to ascend to the throne. As for Xu Ting, her status and position ensured that she would always be a beneficiary. In May, Xu Mei finally engaged to Miss Zhao from the Zhao family, allowing Du Xian, who had been busy, to relax. Xu Mei was as an illegitimate child, and Han Ji didn't want to bother with him at all. Xu Mei's biological father didn't have the authority to intervene either, so it fell on Du Xian. Seeing Du Xian's concern for his younger brother-in-law, Han Ji decided to delegate authority to him. After all, no matter what, he only had one daughter, Xu Ting, and this family was destined to be handed over to Du Xian. Since Du Xian was capable, why not let him establish authority early on? As a result, Xu Ting was neglected. Xu Ting hugged Du Xian, resting her chin on his shoulder, and softly asked, "How about going to the countryside villa to escape the summer heat? The melons at the villa are ripe. Last time they visited another villa and saw Yan Yunshu. Although they parted on bad terms, Xu Ting discovered a large melon field at the villa. Xu Ting casually mentioned it, but it was remembered by the villa's staff. And just the other day, they eagerly reported that the melons at the villa were ripe. Since Xu Ting didn't have to go on official duties now, she decided to take Du Xian out for fun. Du Xian readily agreed, saying, "Okay, I'll discuss it with father tomorrow. We'll prepare a lot for the trip." Xu Ting grabbed Du Xian's hand from behind and explained, "It's not a family outing, it's just us." Du Xian was a little surprised. "Aren't we bringing Xu Yu and the others? Why bother with those two little troublemakers? I want to take you out for fun." Du Xian blushed. "Just the two of them? Then he must try his best." He married Xu Ting for quite some time now, and since Xu Ting loved him, in such favorable conditions, most of the other young men who were not as good as him would be pregnant at this moment. But there was still no news from him, and Du Xian was getting anxious. So the next day, Xu Ting took Du Xian out of the city. When Xu Mei and Xu Yu came to find Du Xian after lunch, they found that Qingfeng courtyard was already empty. The two children couldn't help but pout. They were surprised that their sister and brother-in-law went out to play without taking them along. On the summer solstice, the outskirts of the city were lush and green. Du Xian remembered Xu Ting's promise last autumn during the hunt, to take him out for a summer trip the following year. And now, it is coming true. The villa had been prepared to receive them, and the servants warmly led Xu Ting and Du Xian into the villa. Compared to outside, the summer ambiance in the villa was even stronger, and the air seemed cooler, thanks to the lush greenery all around. Seeing this scenery, along with the others who came along, such as Shukin, everyone was overjoyed, with smiles of happiness on their faces. Du Xian saw a pond with lotus flowers covering an acre of land, with pink lotus buds standing tall and beautiful. Xu Ting smiled and said, "It's still too early in May, otherwise we could have had lotus roots to eat." Du Xian replied, "It's okay, we can come again in early autumn, and then we can bring father and little Yu along."